Hi, hello, this is Kwan Jayasimha, and today we are going to talk about love, pyar, mohabbat, ishq, kadal, prema. Many of you may be wondering why all of a sudden Jayasimha is talking about love. Because whenever I meet people, they tell me they are in search of true love. I said, true love? How long? No idea. कुछ लोग बोलते हैं ना, हम सच्चे प्यार के तलाश में हैं, कब तक बिल्कुल नहीं मालूम. When I don't even know the definition of love, where's the question of true love? People say love cannot be expressed, it can't be explained, it should be felt. And many times I listen parents telling their children, we love you. A politician tells the citizens, I love you. An employer tells his employees, I love you. Especially husband and wife, when they get married, they tell each other that I love you. But do they really? Absolutely no idea. Absolutely no idea. Because this love, I need to understand this concept. Because today I had a newly married couple walking into my office and wanting a divorce. A reason? Very, very silly. Both of them are working. The bone of contention is whose money? Now she says, this man is using my money, and this man says, I'm using, she's using my money, and both of them are fighting my money. I said, if it was supposed to be your money, then why did you get married? You should have stayed separate. When you have come together to make a new life, that becomes us. That should become we. And that should become our money. And when you go and see a girl, you see her CV, you talk to her, you do the background research of their family, and then you find that, okay, this person is the right person whom should I get married. And then that, pujari will come and say some mantras, you take, seven steps together, you go around the sacred fire, and then you take one oath. Come what may, we are going to be together, whether you are happy or sad, whether you are sick or healthy, whether you are wealthy or poor, I am going to be with you. I am going to grow older with you and let the whole world go aside. If you are with me, if you are beside me, if I can lie in a lap, that's okay. Because today we have come to this stage that we started loving things and using people. But things are to be used, people are to be loved. But then we are doing the reverse concept, that we start loving things and using people. And that's where the whole problem starts. I met one of my friend who made two important statements. He told me that God gives every person the loving heart to love anybody. But God may not give the person whom you love to everybody. That's one statement he made. Second thing he said, that everyone whom you love, he or she may not become your partner. And the person whom you get married to, he or she may not love you. So you have to adjust. Now this concept called adjustment, how long? When you go to a new city, you have to adjust. You get into a train, you have to adjust. You have to get into the airport, you have to adjust. You have to go to a hotel, you have to adjust. You get into a job which you don't like, you have to adjust. You get into a course which you don't like, you have to adjust. And then you have to adjust at every stage. And finally in your life, in whole day, we are only doing acting. And then I remember this song in Telugu. It says, Anubandham Atmiyata Anta Vaka Bhutakam Atma Trupti Kai Manushulu Adukune Natakam Vinta Natakam. I repeat, Anubandham Atmiyata Anta Vaka Bhutakam Atma Trupti Kai Manushulu Adukune Natakam వింత నాటకం. ఇట్ సేస్ అ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఆర్ ఎనీ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఆల్ జూట్, ఇట్స్ ఆల్ ఫ్రాడ్, ఇట్స్ ఆల్ ఫాల్స్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ యు ఆర్ సాటిస్ఫైయింగ్ యువర్ ఈగో. యు ఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ ట్రైంగ్ టు డూ వన్ యాక్టింగ్. వెన్ యూ గో ఫర్ ఎ మూవీ, ద హీరో ఆర్ హీరోయిన్ దే ఓన్లీ యాక్ట్ ఫర్ టూ అండ్ హాఫ్ అవర్స్. బట్ ఇన్ అవర్ లైఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద మూమెంట్ వీ గెట్ అప్ టిల్ ద టైమ్ వీ గో టు స్లీప్, డే ఇన్ డే అవుట్ వీ యాక్ట్ అండ్ యాక్ట్ అండ్ యాక్ట్ అండ్ యాక్ట్ అండ్ యాక్ట్ అండ్ యాక్ట్ అండ్ దెన్ హోల్ లైఫ్ విల్ పాస్ బై. అండ్ దెన్ సమ్ టైమ్ వీ వండర్ వెన్ ఆర్ వీ రియల్లీ ట్రూ టు అవర్ సెల్ఫ్స్, ఫర్గెట్ అబౌట్ అదర్ పీపుల్. When you look at yourself in the mirror, are you really in love with that person whom you look at it? And the question is that you are not happy with other person because you are dependent on other person. Your remote is in other person. And whenever you say a condition is attached, that can't be a love. For example, if you say, if you can take me for a long, you know, drive, I love you. If you can cook this food for me, I love you. If you can buy this saree for me, I love you. And then if you can come along with me for a tour, I love you. And if only you wake me up at morning 4 o'clock, I love you. If only you can take me to my parents' house, I love you. If only you look after my younger brother, I'm going to love you. So whenever there's a condition attached, that means it's going to be business. It can't be love. It means irrespective of what the other person is and what he might do, doesn't really matter. I love. Understand this? I love. Because whether you crush it or you kiss it, rose will only give you fragrance. It's not that if you kiss it, rose says, no, I'm going to give fragrance, and if you crush it, no, I'm going to smell ugly. It doesn't. So it means what? When somebody smiles at you or he does something that you like and you say, and you smile and then you behave nicely, it means what? You are pretending in one way and the same person, he does behave in some other way and then you become angry and then you become little sarcastic and then you misbehave and you are little, you know, rude or you are little indifferent. It means what? That man has tried to crush you and then you change your behavior. So your nature is changing because your remote is in some other hands. If only you understand this concept that irrespective of other people, I am going to be happy within. I am going to do everything out of happiness. And then I don't really believe in this concept of whether other person should love me or not. But then I love without any condition. Unconditionally, I love someone. Doesn't really matter. If you can say, maybe that is a true love. I really don't know. Because as I spoke to those newly wedded couple yesterday, these thoughts came to me. I just thought of sharing with you. So friends, if you have anything else with you about this concept called love, feel free to share with me. And then whether you are driving to office or going to college or you are doing some household work, take care of yourself. Okay, keep smiling and then we'll meet up again. Okay, bye bye. Jai Sima signing off. See you again.